Everybody all set? Well, good morning. Thank you for attending today's press conference. Before we get started, I do want to introduce the members of the panel that are up here with me. To my left, from East Lansing Police Department, Chief Julie Liebler. Captain Jeff Murphy from East Lansing Police Department. To my right, Stuart Dunnings, Ingham County Prosecutor. Captain Darren Southworth, Investigations Division from the Lansing Police Department, and Captain Jim Krause of the Lansing Police Department Patrol Division. On behalf of the Lansing Police Department and the City of Lansing, our condolences go out to the families of the victims from yesterday's tragic shootings. Any time a life is taken unexpectedly, it's a tragedy. And the events that unfolded yesterday, on Monday, certainly mirror the senseless acts of gun violence. The goal of today's press conference is to recap the events of yesterday and provide some new details as it relates to the shootings and homicides yesterday. I will speak to the Lansing homicide that occurred at the Rite Aid Pharmacy, and Chief Julie Lieber will expand upon the homicide they had in East Lansing and the apprehension of the suspect. Just to speak briefly again to recap what we learned yesterday from yesterday's events. On Monday, May 12th, at approximately 11:07 in the morning, the Ingham County 911 Center received a call of a shooting that occurred in the 3100 block of East Saginaw at the Rite Aid Pharmacy. Upon LPD's arrival, LPD was on scene within minutes of receiving the call. They learned that the suspect had already fled the scene on foot. Officers quickly were able to immediately put out information of the suspect's description and last known travel. We did bring in a Lansing Police Department canine unit, which attempted a track from the scene. It went in a southeast direction where it was terminated just east of the businesses in the parking lot. At approximately 11:18, while the Lansing Police Department was investigating this homicide, the 911 center informed us that the East Lansing Police Department was responding to a shooting in the 1800 block of Coolidge. This second shooting is approximately 1 mile to the northeast from the Lansing homicide scene. Upon East Lansing's arrival in the 1800 block of Coolidge, they located a 27-year-old male victim that had multiple gunshot wounds. Chief Julie Liebler will talk a little bit more detail about the East Lansing shooting here in a minute. But within minutes of the Lansing Police Department and the East Lansing Police Department's making scenes on their shootings and their homicides, we were able to quickly collaborate and pull our resources together. In addition, the Capital Area Violent Crime Initiative was contacted, and they were on scene within 10 minutes of the first shooting and were quickly collaborating with East Lansing Police Department. So over the course of the next 3 hours, we had federal, state, county, and local resources investigating both shootings and working on apprehending the suspect that was the target person that was responsible for these crimes. I want to commend and recognize the outstanding work of the following agencies for their quick response, for their professionalism, and for the dedication that they put forth in those 3 hours, not only to restore order to our safe communities, but to get the suspect in custody without any further incidents. So I commend the men and women of the Lansing Police Department, East Lansing Police Department, Michigan State University, Ingham County Sheriff's Department, Meridian Township, Lansing Township, the Michigan State Police, the Michigan Intelligence Operations Center, MIOC, the ATF, FBI, U.S. Marshals, the Ingham County 911 Center, and the Ingham County Prosecutor's Office. I commend them for their bravery and professionalism in restoring order and apprehending this accused subject within a short time period. We are very fortunate to have some outstanding partners here in the Capital area. And this is a strength to this community in the Capital area, the greater Lansing area, the ability not only for the Lansing Police Department to work closely with our other local agencies, but the partnerships we have with our federal, state, and county. We really come together in times of tragedy in the day-to-day operations of keeping our community safe. Given the fact that this is an open investigation and to ensure the integrity of the case and not to jeopardize the prosecution of this case, we are limited to what we can share with you today. While we're still working to understand the MO behind these crimes, this is what I can share with you and what we do know. This was not a robbery attempt for guns or drugs. It was not a robbery attempt for money. That is what we know at this point in time. The detectives, crime scene investigators, are still actively compiling reports, evidence, and we will be presenting that to the Ingham County Prosecutor's Office as soon as those investigations have been completed and the reports have been compiled along with the evidence. I do want to identify the Lansing homicide victim. And again, our condolences go out to the family of the deceased. The Lansing homicide victim is identified as a Michael Addo. That's A-D-D-O, Michael Addo. He is a 35-year-old male, resides in Mason. At this time, we do have a suspect in custody, a 35-year-old male, East Lansing resident. And I'm going to let Chief Liebler talk about East Lansing's homicide and the apprehension of the accused subject. Chief?
Good morning. Thanks, Mike. Just to echo what Chief Yankowski said, our condolences go out to the family, friends, co-workers. I know this is a very difficult situation, not something that happens very frequently in this area. As Chief Yankowski said yesterday, this is a safe area, a safe community, and something that is very disturbing and detrimental to our communities. We received the report at approximately 11:18 in the morning. Our victim ran over to the next door neighbor's house and called us. We arrived and found him there. We tried to resuscitate him, and then he was transported to the hospital, at which time he was pronounced dead. The neighbor's witnesses indicated that the suspect lived next door. We immediately surrounded the residence, evacuated the surrounding houses, called in our Ingham Regional Tactical Team, and set up a perimeter. After those units were all in place, we approached the house and broke out the front window and made contact with the suspect. He immediately surrendered and was taken into custody. There was no confrontation at the residence. Our victim is Jordan Daniel Rogers, 27-year-old male from East Lansing. The gun has been recovered at the scene. There's no other suspects involved that we're aware of. The school was notified almost immediately and locked down almost immediately, as well as Lansing schools, from what I understand. Alerts went out through Nixle and Code Red to East Lansing, Lansing residents. Very shortly after the incident, also MSU put out an alert to their staff, employees, and students. We're confident that there's no outstanding issues in terms of any future danger, further danger to the community at this point. Suspect is in custody. We believe he acted alone. That's the overwhelming indication that we have at this point. Turn it back over to Chief Yankowski.
I do want Ingham County Prosecutor Stuart Dunnings. He is going to make a brief comment. And then we'll be available for some questions if we can answer those at this point in time. Stuart?
Thank you, Chief. All of Ingham County law enforcement extends its profound condolences to the families of the victims and the persons in this community who've been touched by these tragic events. A couple years ago, in the summer of, I believe, 2012, the county consolidated its 911 resources into one central location. I believe that the centralization of that dispatch assisted in the prompt, seamless response by both agencies to this crime. Ingham County has always enjoyed a wonderful working relationship between the various law enforcement agencies that police our county to keep our entire community safe. That has been enhanced by the creation of the Violent Crime Initiative. So there is an ongoing collaboration of all of the law enforcement agencies in the county. And as Chief Yankowski indicated, that within minutes of this event becoming known, the VCI was initiated and they were on the scene promptly. As far as the prosecution, there's not really much I can say at this point of time. As Chief Yankowski indicated, the reports are being prepared, the investigation is ongoing, and given the nature of this event, I'm certain that even though when we get the preliminary reports, which will probably be either later today or tomorrow, and a charging decision will be made at that time, that even upon the presentation of those reports, I'm sure that there will be additional supplemental information that we will be receiving. And so the investigation will continue beyond that point, no doubt. There'll be more information regarding the charges and the prosecution and the court process after we have received the documents, made a charging decision, filed the warrant, and the suspect is arraigned. Thank you.
Thank you, Stuart. That's the information that we have to update the group today. If we can, we'd be more than willing to answer some questions, knowing and understanding that this is still an open investigation. We are limited until a suspect has been arraigned. We can't provide his identity at this time as far as the name.
Hey, Mike, you said that the suspect went to the right. It was an armed robbery. It wasn't a drug robbery. I mean, what can you say about why he went to the right?
You know, Kevin, the purpose, obviously, of the investigation is to get into those details a little bit more and to protect the integrity of the case. What we can provide is that what we do know is that he didn't go there to rob for money or to get drugs. And so there was a confrontation there between the victim and the accused suspect. But at this point in time, for the integrity of the investigation, we're still working on the MO as to how it developed into that.
Did you know that victim?
Again, it's too early to tell in the investigation if there's any correlation, any connection to the victim and the accused.
Chief Yankowski, any relationship between the two victims?
No, at this point in time, there's nothing to indicate that the victim at Rite Aid and the victim in East Lansing were any type of relationship or acquaintances. But again, the investigation, which is still ongoing, will look into all those aspects of it.
Do you have any idea when this arraignment is going to happen?
Well, as Stuart Dunning's indicated, you know, both East Lansing and Lansing Police Department are working on preparing our reports to get over to the prosecutor's office to review those. We're going to do that as quickly as possible. Again, we want to make sure that we're thorough, that we're taking all the steps that we need to take with our evidence and witness statements, preparing for prosecution of the accused suspect. So. It could happen later today. More than likely, is probably going to happen tomorrow. That we'll be able to get over to the prosecutor's office with a full report.
Do you have any information on the gun? Whether it was legally possessed, whether it was a CCW. Any information on that, and what type of weapon was used in the shooting?
Still, at this point in time, we're not going to be able to answer that question for the integrity of the investigation. We want to make sure that we can prosecute this case in court.
Another question for Chief Nagler. The house he was found is this a duplex?
The suspect or the victim?
The suspect.
Yes.
It is duplex.
Yes.
Okay. We will be available for one-on-ones if you have some further comments. We thank you for your attendance today. And the message that we want to send today to the Lansing community, the East Lansing community, that we have safe communities. And it's a very unfortunate tragedy that happened yesterday in Lansing, East Lansing, and we all take notice that these things happen all over the country, and we have to be prepared not only as citizens, but as our law enforcement officials, and when these things do happen, that you know and understand that the men and women of all these agencies are very well trained, they're professional, and they were able to restore order very quickly. We appreciate all the cooperation from the citizens during the lockdowns yesterday, and anything that citizens can do during these times of tragedy. We appreciate their support. So thank you for attending today.
That concludes our press conference. If you guys would like some one-on-ones, let's do that. You can move out into the hallway, also, or you can do it in here. Thank you.